I want you to visualize a specific kind of dread with me. It's your first day at a new job.
Oh, I know this feeling.
You're in a conference room, it's always way too cold, and then someone from HR slides it across the table.
The binder of doom.
The binder of doom, or the modern version is a link to a folder with like 50 PDFs, all named something like SOP Final Version 2 Final.
Right, the digital binder of doom. It's that welcome gift that says, please sit here and read until you forget why you were ever excited about this job.
Exactly. It is the onboarding bottleneck. And look, we know the information is important, safety protocols, company history, all that stuff. But the delivery is just, it's painful.
It really is. It's where momentum goes to die.
But today, we are diving into a solution that claims it can kill that static document for good.
We are. We're looking at a really fascinating collision of two technologies. On one side, you have Trainual. A lot of people probably heard of it. It's basically an operating system for a business's
A
knowledge.
single source of truth.
Exactly. And on the other side, you have the Auto Content API, which is this industrial-grade engine that takes all that boring text and just turns it into something else.
And that's our mission for this deep dive. We're not just reviewing software. We're asking, what happens when you combine that single source of truth with a media production engine?
Because if the sources we looked at are right, this could be the end of reading manuals.
In the beginning of having the manual talk back to you.
It's a huge shift from just knowledge management to what you might call knowledge experience. And it solves this massive problem in corporate learning. They call it the production bottleneck.
I love that term. So before we get into the economics of it all, let's ground this. Trainual is our baseline here. For anyone who hasn't used it, how's it any different than, a shared folder of Google Docs?
Well, think of Google Docs as a library where all the books are just piled on the floor.
Okay, a mess.
A total mess. You might find what you need eventually. Trainual is the librarian. It organizes everything, processes, policies, rolls into a flow that makes sense. It's designed to be the smartest employee in the company.
And the numbers back that up. I was looking at the research companies using it. Cut their onboarding time from 30 days down to 15.
Cut it in half just by getting organized. And retention goes up by 82%. So the organization part, it works. Trainual solves the chaos.
But that brings us to the next problem, right? The modern knowledge problem. Even if the binder is digital and perfectly organized, it's still text.
It's still just text. And text requires something the researchers call mental availability.
Which is basically the brain power to sit still, focus, and just read.
Exactly. And think about the average employee today. Their attention is fragmented. They're listening to podcasts on their commute, watching shorts at lunch.
Their brain is wired for quick audio-visual stuff.
Correct. But then they get to work, and we ask them to mentally shift gears back to 1995 and read a giant document. That friction is where learning just falls apart.
So the obvious answer is video and audio. Make a training podcast. Make a short video. Why haven't companies just been doing this all along?
The production bottleneck. It's the cost. Do you have any idea what it costs to produce a high-quality two-person podcast episode for a company?
I'm guessing it's not cheap.
The data says anywhere from $100 to $15,000. An episode, a professional training video, starts at $3,000. Minimum.
You can't spend $3,000 on a video explaining the new coffee machine.
You can't. So that manual stays as a piece of paper taped to the wall. 99% of company knowledge stays as text because text is cheap.
And this is where the API changes the math.
It completely changes the math. It plugs into Trainual, grabs that cheap text, and automatically turns it into those expensive formats, audio, video, whatever, for pennies.
Okay, let's unpack the audio side first. The notes compare this to Notebook LM, which people have been talking about a lot.
Yes, Notebook LM from Google really popularized this idea of an audio overview. You know, two AI hosts discussing a document. It's very engaging, but it's a consumer tool. You have to upload files by hand.
It doesn't scale for a business with thousands of documents.
Not at all. Auto Content API is the business grade version of that idea. It's headless.
Meaning it just works in the background, no user interface with buttons to click.
Exactly. It just connects your data in Trainual to the output.
So walk me through the commuter onboarding scenario. This felt like a really powerful use case.
Okay, so imagine a new hire. Let's call her Sarah. First day, she has a 45-minute drive-in. The old way, she shows up nervous and then spends her first 3 hours reading about the company history.
In that cold conference room. trying to stay awake.
Right. In the new workflow, the system sees she's a new hire. It takes those company history pages from Trainual and pings the API.
And what does the API do?
It generates a 20-minute two-person podcast about the company's history and emails it to her before she even leaves her house.
So she listens to it on the drive-in.
By the time she parks her car, she knows the founder's story, the core values. She's absorbed the culture before she's even swiped her badge. You're using her downtime.
Okay, but I have to play devil's advocate. We've all heard text-to-speech. It's usually robotic and awful. If I have to listen to that for 20 minutes, I'm not learning anything.
That is a fair concern. But this isn't Siri from 2011. The tech has moved on. The sources describe the voices as natural, steady, and believable. It has proper intonation and pacing. It sounds more like a radio show than a GPS.
So it feels like an actual conversation.
That's the goal. It creates engagement. It doesn't just transmit data.
There was another feature that took this even further. Voice cloning. It solves something the notes call the CEO paradox.
Oh, this is a huge one. Employees want to hear from leadership. They want to hear the CEO's vision. It makes them feel connected.
But the CEO is the busiest person in the company. They don't have time to go record updates every week.
So they send a long email that nobody reads.
Right.
With voice cloning, the CEO records a few minutes of their voice once, just to train the model. After that, they just type their weekly update into Trainual. The API generates the audio in their voice.
That is both impressive and a little bit terrifying.
It scales their presence. You just have to be transparent about it, you know? Tell people it's an AI-generated update. But hearing the leader's voice is still incredibly powerful.
Okay, so audio has the commute covered. What about when people are at their desks? I saw a lot about visual learning and a faceless training department.
This is where the cost arbitrage is just, it's wild. Audio is for depth, but video is for speed. The API has an endpoint, Video Create Shorts. It makes those vertical videos you see on TikTok or Reels.
Corporate TikToks? I can't believe we're here.
We're here. But think about it. You have a policy in Trainual. How to properly lift a heavy box. You could write a paragraph about bending your knees.
Which half the people will just skim.
Or the API can take that text and generate a 60-second video with an AI avatar actually demonstrating it.
What's the price difference on that? A normal video needs a crew, an actor, editing.
It's a massive difference. A manual video is hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars. The API video, according to the source, costs about 400 credits.
Which is what, in real money?
It works out to about 4 euros.
4 euros. So you could turn your entire knowledge base into videos for less than the cost of one old school training video.
You move from scarcity to abundance. But the killer app for this isn't just safety videos, it's software training. The explainer video.
Ah, yes. The how do I do that one thing in Salesforce again? Problem.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to ask your manager because you feel like you should already know.
So you go to Trainual, and instead of a wall of text, there's a 60-second video showing you exactly where to click.
And here's the best part. If Salesforce updates their interface next month, you don't reshoot the video. You just update the text in Trainual and rerun the API. The video is always current.
It's living training material. That's a huge deal. Usually, a video is obsolete the day after you shoot it.
And obsolete training is worse than no training. It just creates confusion.
I want to shift to a problem that's huge for bigger companies, language. The Trainual reviews we saw mentioned teams spread across multiple countries.
This is a massive point of friction. HQ in New York writes the procedures in English and just kind of hopes the teams in Mexico and Germany figure it out.
Or they use Google Translate, which can be risky for technical stuff?
Very risky. Auto Content API supports over 50 languages, so you can build what they call a reaction loop.
Okay, what does that look like?
A manager in New York updates the fire safety procedure in Trainual in English. They hit publish. The system sees that change, sends the text to the API.
And the API.
It translates it, but then it generates the actual audio and video assets in, say, Spanish and German. Instantly.
So the team in Mexico gets a Spanish language podcast on the new rule at the same time as everyone else.
Precisely. You get native language audio assets for every market. It's about more than just translation. It's about inclusion. You're translating the entire learning experience.
It seems like it would solve a ton of compliance headaches. And speaking of compliance, the quiz.
The part everyone loves.
But it's necessary. Trainual is big on accountability, on tracking who mastered the material. But writing good quiz questions is so tedious.
It's the last thing you want to do after you've written a 10-page document. You have to think of all the wrong answers, the distractors.
So tedious.
Well, the API has a specific endpoint just for this. It scans the source text and generates a whole certification test. Correct answers, plausible wrong answers, the whole thing.
So it's not just pushing content out, it's also verifying that people understood it.
It closes the loop. Learn with audio or video, verify with a quiz, all from one piece of text.
There was one more feature in the notes that sounded a little bit like science fiction, the deep research agents.
Ah, yeah. This is where you move from just training to actual content creation.
How does it work?
Let's say your company needs a new policy on AI ethics. It's a new topic, so there's nothing in Trainual yet. Normally, someone in HR spends a week on Google trying to figure it out.
Right, trying to piece it all together.
With this, you prompt the deep research endpoint. It spins up AI agents to go browse the live web, read sources, synthesize the findings, and then populate a draft policy right into Trainual for you.
So the handbook is writing itself based on what's happening in the world.
In a sense, yeah, it turns the platform from a filing cabinet into a research assistant.
This all sounds incredible, but I can hear some of our listeners hitting the brakes. They're thinking, I'm not a developer. I don't know how to use an API. This is too technical.
And that's a totally valid concern. The word API can be scary, but the ecosystem has changed. This is all designed to work with no-code platforms.
Like Make.com or Zapier.
Exactly. You're not writing code, you're visually building a workflow, like with Lego blocks. You just have to understand the logic, not the programming language.
So give me the Lego block version. What am I setting up?
Okay. Block one is your trigger, when a new topic is published in Trainual.
Got it.
Block two is the action. Take the text from that topic and send it to Auto Content API to make an audio file. Block three, get the audio file back. And block four, put that audio file back into the original Trainual topic.
And once that's built, I don't have to touch it again.
It's set and forget. You just write in Trainual, hit publish, and 5 minutes later, your page has a podcast and a video attached. That's headless production.
It shifts the entire workload from the person to the system. And that brings us back to the ROI. The savings aren't small here.
They're exponential. We're talking over a 99% cost reduction for things like podcasts. But honestly, the real value isn't just the money you save.
It's the engagement you gain.
It's the engagement. It's the fact that people actually consume the content. When you treat internal training with the same production value as your external marketing, it sends a powerful message. It says, "We respect your time."
And not boring your employees to death is a real competitive advantage.
It absolutely is.
So, to sum it all up, we have Trainual as the organized brain, and we have Auto Content API as the mouth and the face, turning that organization into something dynamic. We're talking about the end of the static document.
We're moving to a world of living media, where documentation isn't a place you visit once, but a stream of content that fits your life in your language.
It's a compelling vision. But here's a final thought to leave you with. We've talked about AI cloning the CEO's voice. We've talked about AI researching and writing new policies from scratch. If an AI agent can research the policy, write the policy, voice the podcast explaining it, and then generate the video to train people on it, are we heading toward a future where the employee handbook literally creates itself in real time based on what the business needs that morning?
That is the billion-dollar question, isn't it?
And if it does, what's left for the HR department to do? Something to think about. Thanks for diving deep with us today. See you next time.